let's experience dowsing with the L-rod and with the pendulum so that you'll have more tools in your toolkit, so to speak. The L-rods are shaped like an L, and they can be made out of various materials. As we've said earlier, it doesn't matter what the instrument is, it's the energy coming through you and the way you're using the instrument and the intention that you're putting behind the use of the instrument. We've included two of these L-rods in the program for you. There will be instances when you can use just one, but in order to show you how to do it where it crosses in front of you and makes an X to mark the exact spot, we would need to use two. As we're doing other things, we'll talk about using just one at a time. Make sure you've got your L-rods in hand, one in each hand, and we'll start with learning how to hold them. Men will love this. You can hold them down at your side and pretend you're pulling up your guns out of the holster. And you pull them up and hold them at a level that's comfortable for you with your arms staying rather close to your side. We'll have a picture of this in your workbook so you can refer to that. But you want to have your arms close to your side and bent at a level that's comfortable for you. Now, the distance apart will be based on the size of your rods. If your rod is lengthy, then you'll need to have your arms further apart. If you're using a smaller rod, then your arms would go closer together. The goal is to get them to cross in front of you so that they actually cross, like maybe 2 or 3 inches of it would cross. You want to get them close enough together that they'll make an X. Now, you'll notice that they swing easily if you don't put your finger at the very top or the very bottom. You can think of putting your thumb up on the top like putting on the brakes. So if you want your dowsing instrument to move, take your thumb off the brakes. So keep your hands on that area there that's in the middle because we want it to be free-flowing and moving. As for the tilt, bring them up to level first off, and then tilt the tip down just ever so slightly. And you can experiment with this. If you have it tilted down too far, it goes back and forth like a windshield wiper. And if you turn the end up too high, then it just spins around aimlessly. So hold it level, tip the ends slightly downward. Bring your arms up into the position that's comfortable for you at a level that feels right to you. It might be up higher at your chest, or it might be down more towards your waist, depending on what feels right to you. So just be like a child and experiment and see what feels good. Try it one way, try it another. You want to keep your elbows in fairly close to your body rather than out like wings. And then we're going to ask to see our yes response. And in your mind, think, for my yes response, I want them to come together in the center and make that X that she's talking about. X marks the spot. So ask to see your yes response and see if it comes together in the front as an X. I'm going to ask while we're doing this to clear anything in your belief system that may cause you to have difficulty. And I'm also going to ask that if you've had any experiences in other times and places where you may have, without even realizing, seen people use things like this for harm, that those will be cleared because your intention, as we talked about, is to work with and connect to the divine database. So you'll be working with the highest good, the highest purpose. And that's what you need to tell yourself. It is safe and wise for me to do this at this time because I am only using it for the highest good and the highest purpose. That may also help you with getting your instrument to move. Okay, now the ready position is that one where they're straight out before you had it go into the X. So go back to your ready position with them straight out in front of you. And now ask to see your no response. In this case, they will go out like wings. If you happen to be getting the opposite, or it's not doing what you're asking, ask to clear any pre-existing programming and to show you the response that's most appropriate for you. Some people, for some reason, have an imprint of programming where it goes out for yes and in for no. So if you have that, you're able to get your yes and no answers, just ask with your body, with your deviceless dowsing, is it wise for me to have this changed? For the most part, people that have it intensely programmed may need to leave it that way. So just know that that's your system, that your no goes one way and your yes goes the other. Now that we've gotten the yes and the no's, take your dominant hand and hold the rod out and have the rod be, again, about perpendicular to the floor, but with a slight tilt on the end. We're going to ask to see our clearing response. And in this case, we'll ask to see it as a circular motion. Most likely, it will be counterclockwise, but not necessarily. Some people, clearing out is clockwise. So ask to see it move in a circular formation in a way that is clearing. Now, in order to not waste it, you can ask while you're doing it to clear energy for yourself. Also, pay attention to whether or not your fingers are touching the top or the bottom, because that will affect the smoothness of the motion. And if it goes back and forth, kind of like a windshield wiper, I call that angel blessings, but they're actually clearing and adding in simultaneously. That's why it goes back and forth, back and forth. So you've actually moved ahead to the next step instead if it's doing that. Moving on to your adding in or raising the frequency or sending something. And that would be circular in the other direction. So ask to see that response, and it should go in the other direction. You may also notice when you're doing the rods, they have a tendency to point in the direction of something they want you to pay attention to or to take notice of. Sometimes they point at another person. Sometimes they point at something else in the room. And it's a message for you. So at this stage, without having a teacher present with you, make a note of it that they're giving me a message, and then ask intuitively, what does this mean? What are you trying to tell me? What are you trying to show me? And the first thing that comes into your mind will usually be what they're trying to show you or tell you. Now, while you're standing up using your rods, you can use your full body dowsing and get yes and no and say, am I understanding this correctly? Is there something blocking or interfering with my dowsing process? Can you clear that for me? Do I need to know the specifics in order to get it cleared? All these types of things you can ask. If you find that you need help, then you may need to work with another person that's experienced in energy clearing, whether or not it's dowsing. Someone that has experience with the movement of energy and blockages or interferences, or someone that has strong intuitive gifts can tell you what's going on here. But it's always giving you a message if it's not moving. And I find that when I'm teaching to a large group, it's very interesting how the things that come up bless the person's life. It's something that needed to be addressed, and they were just looking for a way to let you know. It usually is a blessing instead of considering that, oh no, it's not working, what a horrible thing. Consider it a blessing. They're trying to give me a message that they haven't been able to get through to me in any other way. So they're giving it to me through the dowsing instrument because this is such a powerful modality. I'm also asking that anything that the person does not have to know the specifics, that it can be cleared for them so that they can proceed with the dowsing. And if you do need to know the specifics, that it come to you quickly in whatever way is easiest and most appropriate for you to learn it. So if you had difficulty and you weren't able to get it to work the way you wanted to, then know that to be observant and check, they will be sending you a message. They will answer your question. They will help you from the spirit world with what's going on. So that answer will be forthcoming for you.